Right, it's just coming up to 11:30, listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98FM here with Eat My Brunch. Now, joining me in the studio, I've got two guys from the Mike Lenton Band. It's a soul, jazz, funky blues band from the UK, and they're here to debut their first EP, which is on sale right now. Besides hearing tracks from the album, you're also going to hear from the band with an acoustic track a little bit later. So very good welcome to Mike. Hello.
Hello there.
You and right? Also, Mike is the lead vocalist and guitarist, and we've got Matt, who's the drummer who we spoke to earlier.
Hello.
Hello, how are you, boys?
Good.
Very good, thanks.
Very good. It's lovely to have you in the studio, and heard the guys playing earlier. Superb, so you're going to enjoy this one. Try and get you at the Brentwood Festival. You need to be on that stage.
That would be nice, yeah.
It would, wouldn't it?
Nice.
Yep,
yeah. Mark King, clear right off. Get to the back, get out of it. Thanks for coming into the studio. Now, you've got Keith on bass, who's not here, and Abe on keys.
Yeah, there's Chris on bass, but yeah.
He's oh, is it?
Sorry, Chris.
Yeah,
sorry, Chris. We didn't say
anything. Oh, what was that? So they're not here today. So it's just the two of you.
It's
so
curious, yeah.
When the band's been going since 2013, how did you all get sort of together? Have you been in other bands and?
Yeah, well, I think we've all been working on various projects over the years. You know, because we're not spring chickens. But
speak for yourself.
You look fine. Yeah, speak for yourself.
But I met Matt online and. He already knew Chris.
Yeah.
Got Chris on board. And we met the keys player online as well. You know, musician dating site.
Mm.
Had this little kind of ad. Didn't look like much, really. When he showed me the stuff, it was absolutely amazing. So,
yeah.
Perfect.
So, yeah. When you get in the studio to write as a band, do you actually, because you're the lead singer, Mike, do you go in and you say, like, I've got these chords, or do you come down with a full song, or does Matt start playing the drums and saying, this is the feel we've got? How do you do your songs?
It's kind of a mixture of all that, really. Sometimes I come with a few sketches, and these guys turn it into a nice oil painting, or I'll come to them with a full song, and it just works like that, you know. There's no set pattern, really.
Yeah. And is that more or less sort of when you do your rehearsals, are you rehearsing kind of still every week, or...?
Yeah, it's about once every fortnight, yeah.
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 And you normally get, like, sort of maybe a song out every time you rehearse?
Well, it's probably about two songs a year, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, this way.
No, we do, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
We get a lot of ideas come through, we just need to finish them off.
You know. And what about yourself, Matt? What's it like being in the drummer? Because drummers get such a hard time in the band, I always feel. And you've got to be there at the end of the gig. Thing is, poor guy over there, it's like you finished, everyone else is packed away, and you're still there with your drums, they just go home.
Absolutely, it's like first to turn up, last to leave.
That's it. Nobody cares.
That's true as well.
Story of my life.
Do they actually help you with the drum kit into the back of the car? Or?
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes they do.
Do you ever get that? I'm sort of really love to help you, but I've got to get up early in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I've had all the excuses, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you might have.
Oh, I'd love to lift that, but my back's a bit out. Or.
Yeah, I know. See, I always appreciate drummers. Now, that doesn't sound right either. Now, you've got your new EP out. What's the EP called?
It's just Mike Lenton Band.
Yep.
Yeah, it's got no name. It's just us, really.
Exactly what it says on the tin.
We're going to talk about where you recorded it and producing it and the rest of it. Now, we're going to play you the first track right now. It's called Destination. Tell us about the track and how it came about.
It's a song I wrote a couple of years ago. It just came to me, really. I didn't have a plan with it or anything. It's basically about not letting go of your aspirations, not letting haters or anything get in the way of it, really.
Yep.
Yeah. There's no story to it.
There we go.
I just go on a feeling, you know.
There we go. Here we go. This is the first track from the EP. This is Mike Lenton Band with Destination High.
Might say I set my sights too high, fly above my station, calling out for reason and for why, questioning my patience. Live that through the mud now, what is it for so hard? Dark creeps in a jokes and driving far, turning down a long road.
Who would you say are your influences?
Well, all kinds, really, for me. I love Donny Hathaway. I like a lot of soul stuff. I like a lot of funk stuff as well.
Yeah.
Like Stax Records, Motown, all that sort of thing, really.
I grew up listening to a lot of blues, rock, funk, 80s rock.
Yeah.
Hate to admit.
So, when you were recording the album, where have you recorded it, and how long has it taken you?
We first recorded it at Three Circle Studios in Saffron Walden, and that was just a basic session to get us all playing in the same room. The idea of that was to get a good drum sound. And then from there, it was a case of the guys just taking the track away and sort of re-recording and overdubbing their parts over the top and layering different keys over the top and backing vocals, percussion and what have you.
Because that's the thing, when you do live, when it's a live band, it's different if you're at home and you can put your beats down. But when you've got the drums, that's normally takes a long time to actually set up and get... But it's a thing that takes that when you're booking studio time, it's expensive, isn't it, to go into a studio?
Absolutely, yeah. I'd say that's probably what most of the money's been spent on. Just getting the drums sound. Yeah. So sorry about that.
No, it's such a tight, but it's such a tight band. Did you actually have that from the very beginning?
Yeah, it does take a while to settle on a group of people that actually worked well together. So not necessarily whether it's playing, but actually just getting along.
Yeah, true.
You know, so the great thing is there's no egos in the band. So. Well, apart from Mike a little bit, but he's allowed it.
Not really, not at all.
Lead singers are always allowed to do that. Did you produce it as a band, or have you let somebody else sort of take over and do that?
No, we purely produced it ourselves, mainly between me and Matt. We both got little studios at home, so we mixed it ourselves as well.
Mastered,
yeah.
Now we're going to hear another track as well, and then we're going to have the live track at the end. What's the next track we're playing?
Bring Back the Sunshine.
Yep.
Basically about getting back to a good place. We all need a bit of sunshine in our lives. So basically about that, really.
Here we go.
Great story.
Rewind the blue sky. Let it clear our mind. This is great world.
Any of the goodness of that track, just in case Matt actually did a little drum bit at the end. That's what.
Oh, it's some tasty tambourine work there. So
it's very nice.
Can't talk over that.
What was that? Was it one of those? What are they called? Was that the sound?
No, it's just a very skilled tambourine technique.
Oh, right. We'll be talking about tambourine technique earlier, but that wasn't on air. People are going, what were you talking about? It sounds dodge. So how easy is it for you guys to get original music out there at the moment? Is it easy or is it quite tough?
It's not that easy, really. Gigs are the main thing. I mean, it's really hard to get a good deal on a gig. Most places want to play you nothing, basically. But yeah, getting music out there, I mean, the beauty of the internet is you can expose it to the world, but it doesn't make it that much easier because you've still got to promote it and stuff.
I think from the gig point of view, the problem we've found is, say, I don't know, we want to try and break into London a bit more. A lot of places, which is fair enough, you know, they sort of say, well, you know, we'll put you on, but can you bring 15 people down? And it's like, well, we don't know 15 people who live in London. It's quite hard to sort of get into different areas like that, but you know, we've done quite a lot of it around sort of Hartford area. They seem to look quite like us around there.
Yeah, got a bit of a following there,
Which is good. So
it's a nice little scene down there.
But I think what we're hoping with this EP is now we've got something proper to sort of say, look, this is us, this is who we are. Hopefully that might open some doors for something, you know, a bit more national basis.
So with the live band, what do you get from playing?
Well, it's just a great feeling, you know, when you're all gelling together and the audience are loving it. Yeah, it's just a great feeling.
Nothing like it.
It's hard to explain, really. Because you get nervous and stuff. But as soon as you get up there and you start, you're raring to go, you know.
What's the funniest things that's happened on the gigs? Have you had any sort of, you know, electrical electrocutions? They're always funny.
I did have one at the Alley Cat. This was a few years ago. There was a glass of water on a piano. There's a piano on the stage there. It was my glass of water. I don't know why I got a glass of water. But right on the last note of the last song, you know, we hit the last note and this glass of water fell off the piano and smashed all over the stage. That was quite funny, I suppose.
Good way to end the set.
It's quite dramatic.
Had to be there, location moment.
Yeah. Right, okay.
I don't know about anything funny, though, do you?
No, I can't think of anything funny.
Not yet.
No.
So the next 2 weeks, what coming up is Shoot Me Down. Now, come on, there must be a story behind Shoot Me Down, Mike.
Again, it's there's not. I'm not really much of a storyteller, but it's about overriding jealous people. Basically, in life, you do get jealous people that try to kind of make you feel less better than you are.
Which is a great venue in Chelmsford.
12th of March.
Okay, so what is
it's
the actual
a blues festival?
Yeah.
It's a blues day. I think it's the second time they've done it. I think we're on at 6:45, is it?
Yeah.
It's
the only problem is you've got to go downstairs, haven't you?
Yeah, it's down in the basement.
Yes, that's why it's called the basement. Yeah. Not again, looking at you, Max, I was just thinking about that drum kit you've got to drag down.
Oh, no, it's not my drum kit.
It's not your drum kit, right, it's fine. That's all right. So what can people expect from the night? How many numbers are you...
We're doing a 45-minute set.
Yep.
We're on at 6:45, doing all our original numbers with a few blues covers. Basically, yeah, really. A good performance, hopefully. We've got a new keys player on board, so that'd be our first gig, yeah.
Oh,
so.
Right, okay. What's his name?
Abe.
Oh, it is Abe.
Yeah, John
Abe.
Was the original guy.
Yeah. I thought I'd said the wrong person. You're not in the band anymore if you're listening live. There we go. Yeah. You've got loads of places you can find you on Twitter. So give us all the details.
We've got Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. All of those are / Mike Lenson Band. The YouTube is MLB Music 2013.
Yep.
We've got a website which the CDs are available for sale on. Mm-hmm. That's www.mikelensonband.com.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
How many tracks on the EP?
Five.
Five tracks.
It's a bonus live track.